All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Wednesday, December 17th of 2025. Looking ahead here, we have a two-game NBA main slate. We have a single college football showdown getting underway in about an hour. And then we have a five-game NHL slate. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at Saber Sim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. And then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days to get your questions answered. All right. We are back after a break yesterday. We will not have a show tomorrow on Thursday, but then we will be back to our regularly scheduled shows on both Friday and Saturday. So just a quick update on the schedule for you guys. So we do have a couple questions to get through today since we did not have a show yesterday. I have all those queued up. So we got SaberSim pulled up. We got the two-game NBA slate pulled up for tonight. Looks like both games start at the same time. So no late swap window there. First question of the day. When you sim past slates, is it simming against the actual field? I want to sim against the actual field of a specific contest, but I have no idea if that's possible. Good question. So there's kind of two ways to think about this. One, it's not possible. And then two, it kind of is possible. So it's kind of hard to explain here. Let's go back to like NFL from Sunday. And we'll just go to the main. Okay. So on SaberSim, by default, you can't do this. When you run a build and the slate is over and you run sims, right? That is going to be using the field lineups still. It is not going to be using like the actual lineups from the contest that you played. Looks like something's messed up here. So any type of like back testing in SaberSim by default is not using the actual lineups from the contest, right? And then one other important thing just to like be aware of, let's switch off this. Something a little funky going on here. And we'll go back to NFL. Okay, so I'm back on Sunday, right? So like when I go to back to Sunday to sim, right? And I want to run a new build. I want to kind of run some tests and stuff. I should do one thing, especially if you're on Ultimate. Come into the contest tab, go to this field lineups column, turn off these toggles, use live fields, use live sims. What that is going to do is it's going to make sure, well, I guess you could leave use live fields on. This will take into account ownership from the actual contest for the first window, but not the second window. So it'll be the live ownership state. So like what happens with ownership, right? We project ownership for the slate, the morning games lock, we take in that ownership from whatever contest represents whatever bucket, and then we project ownership for the afternoon. It will be that last run before the afternoon ownership came out. So it will have some live ownership depending on what contest you're playing, but it will only, you know, each bucket, right, is a has like one representative contest. For instance, for flagship MME, the $20 150 max is like the bucket representative, but the flea flicker also falls into that bucket as well. So like there's no way to get the actual So big things here, right? Come into field lineups, at least turn off use live sims, right? Because if you don't, basically SaberSim is going to surface the highest scoring lineups to the top of your pools, and you kind of don't want it to do that, right? So in this regard, SaberSim does not do that, right? Now, there is a way, depending on the size of the contest, that you can do this. That would include manually downloading the lineups from DK and then uploading them into SaberSim as a custom field. Mind you, you would only be able to do this for contests below your pool threshold on your subscription. So, like, for instance, you know, if I wanted to do this for the Wildcat and I was on Ultimate, hey, I could actually do that, right? I can go to the Wildcat on DraftKings. I could go to this export lineups to CSV button. It's down here on like the bottom left. It's going to download the lineups in a CSV. I would effectively need to take this CSV. I could probably use ChatGPT for this. I need to convert this CSV into the same format that you get lineups when you download your pool. So I come into my pool, for instance, right? And then I download these lineups. I need this DK file, this one, to look like this one. And these other columns don't matter. But I need this. I need these positions across, like, in this order. And then I need the player IDs. So what I could do is say, hey, you know, I would basically need to upload like three different things. I would need to upload those two files I just showed you. You could do one as an example. And then probably you need to upload the player projections, because the player projections have both IDs and names. So then you could tell like ChatGPT, hey, take these files, reference, you know, the IDs and the names from the SaberSim projections, and then format the lineups in column F here the same way they are formatted in the lineup pool download from, you know, columns A through whatever. Might take a little trial and error, but it can be done, right? So then now I would effectively have a file of the lineups that were played. Once I do all that, I can go to SaberSim. I can right-click on a new build. I open up a new build. I right-click on it. I use the upload pool option. I upload the lineups into here. Then I go to my contest tab. And then for the contest I am simming against, I would change the field lineups to my builds. And if the build three had lineups, it would be an option here. And I would say, hey, use build three to sim against. And then now I would effectively be using the actual lineups from that contest, right? So the only limitation is the number of entries in the contest versus the number of entries on the subscription. The number of entries versus the number of lineups in your pool you can build based on what your subscription is. So you're like, you're never going to be able to do the Millie Maker, for instance, right? 147,000, but you can do some smaller field stuff. So that is about as close as you can get. That's why I was saying, like, no, kind of by default, but you can do it for certain contests. So that is what you would want to do in that scenario. All right. Kind of a technical question, a lot of like different things that have to happen there to make that work. But it is possible, right? And possible is always good. All right. Next question. When using groups with min uniques, would the second group use the lineups that were not used by the first group, or does it start choosing lineups where the first group ended? For example, I have 50 lineups sorted by ROI using two min uniques. My first group uses lineups 2-7, 11-16, will my second group start choosing from lineups 1 or 3, which were not used, or begin choosing on lineups 17 and not consider any of the lineups used before? So the big thing here, and we'll go back to today. And why don't we build some lineups for this NBA slate? Two adjustments, kick off this build. So we'll talk about this here. All right, lineups ran. I'm going to create a group here. So let's say I'm using and then let's say I have two groups doing the same thing. Okay, so here, right, I'm setting this up, I think, pretty similarly to how the question. Now, the only difference here, right, this is an important note, is that this user says they're using ROI. Okay, well, if I have two contests and I'm using ROI for both, they're different ROIs, right? Contest one is one specific payout structure, one specific number of entries, possibly even a different set of field lineups. And then contest two is its own contest, right? So anytime you're using ROI, the ROIs are always effectively a different sorting metric, right? Each contest's ROI is different. Now here I'm using SaberScore for both, and SaberScore is kind of static across the different contests, right? So like there's only one SaberScore, you know, there's only one projected score. Now the biggest thing that is going to limit you in this case, as far as, well, first you need to know that when you go to the settings, when this first toggle is on, avoid duplicates across lineup groups, it will make sure that different lineups are played in both of these groups. Notice here that the lowest Saber score is 96. And then in group two, notice that the highest Saber score is 108. So effectively, right, what's kind of happening here is that this 108 Saber score is being skipped in group one to meet the MinUnique 2 requirement. So SaberSim is saying, hey, I'm going to sort group one by highest Saber score to lower Saber scores, right? The MinUnique 2 makes it skip a couple along the way. Well, when it does that, those lineups are still available, even though they're not used in that group. So, and then when it gets to group two, it's going to try and take the highest available Saber scores that were not used in group one. So kind of in your example, it would start back at the top. It's going to start at whatever lineups are the highest graded lineups available that are left unused. So if you were using the same ROI across the two groups that you're talking about, it would go back to lineup one in that example. So here you can see the 108 is used, even though there are Saber score is lower than it used in group one, like 96s and stuff. So that's how that works. Good clarification though. All right, next question. Office hours, 4 weeks in a row, cashing in single entry, double ups, 100 in multipliers. I usually do 50% cash/single entry ratio to GPP. Thanks, is there a video on how to scale my my bankroll if it is growing? Well, first off, you know, great news that your bankroll is growing, right? That's good. Now, generally, what we recommend is playing about 5% of your bankroll, you know, say like a day, right? So if your bankroll was 500, well, that would be, you know, $25. Well, let's say, you know, over the past 4 weeks, you've doubled that, right? Now it's $1,000. Well, now your 5% is effectively $50, right? So you want to have that $50 in action. The way we recommend choosing contests, first off, we don't recommend playing cash. Basically, most of the edge that is left in DFS is left in GPPs, in people trying to shoot for high prizes and stuff like that. Rake continues to go up in DFS, so it makes it harder to beat cash games where the players are able to build good cash lineups with all of the tools that are kind of out there, right? So if you want to play cash, totally okay. We do like single entries. We think single entries are good contests to play. Now, as far as setting things up, right, how we recommend you figure out what are the best contests to play looks something like this. I'll show a video on this as well. I'll actually just show it first. In the Office Hours channel, if you go to pinned messages, it's going to be this video, setting up contest selection filters in the contest tab. This is effectively how we show you what are the best contests to play in the lobby. So I'll just like link this here. And I dropped it in the YouTube chat, but I'll walk through it as well. So you would go to the contest tab. And what you would first do is sort by effective entrance. And then you'd also filter for contests where effective entrance is greater than or equal to, we say 300 to start. So this is like a good spot. You want to start with the next one would be contests with a prize pool less than 25,000. Okay. So like these are going to be the best contests in the lobby that I would start with. Now, after this, what I would do is I would first open up fee probably to less than $5 to see if anything opens up. Nothing does. Then I would open up effective entrance. Let's try 200. Okay. We got the hot shot, right? This one's new. Okay, then we'll go down to 100. We get some dime times and some other contests. Another hot shot, this 50 cent mini max, and then some dime times, right? So these are all good contests to play. You know, this is like, hey, the first step, right, was like smaller bankroll. Now it's like, hey, I need to play a little bit more money. I need to play a little bit more money. As your bankroll grows, you need to consider more contests, right? And then finally, what I would probably do is turn off the prize pool threshold and then turn off the fee threshold. And then I would still sort by effective entrance, like every time starting at the top and then working your way down. The other thing I didn't add that we recommend is setting your top prize greater than or equal to your daily wager. That way, if you win one of your contests, that will cover your entry fees for the slate, right? So top prize greater than or equal to your entry fees for the day. So I set it to 50. Notice you did get rid of a lot of those smaller dime times. Up to you whether you want to leave those or not. But this is generally what that video walks through and how we recommend selecting contests today. All right. Next question. There was a strategy with DFS Army where cash games were almost gimmies. I have not had success there. What is the best way to use the optimizer for cash games? Yeah, we talked about this a little bit. You know, maybe you saw like an old video or something. The problem is that, you know, it's fairly easy to build a strong cash lineup. Projections are good in DFS in 2025. We don't recommend our customers play cash games at all. We don't do a lot of like cash game strategy stuff. If you want to build a cash lineup, I'll show you like how easy it is to build a good one. So you go to a new build. First thing, change your settings from build mode sim to build mode optimizer. Optimizer is going to build you the highest projected lineup, and then the second, and then the third, and then the fourth. It's a mathematical solve as opposed to the sims where it's kind of randomly sampling. So here I would only build as many lineups as you need. I'm just going to build 20, make two small adjustments, and then click run optimizer mode. So it's going to build the top 20 projected lineups here. It's going to take a little bit longer than sim mode does because it has to solve for that exact optimal lineup based on projection and then the second and then comparing all of the options. So this will take like, it'll just be a little bit slower. That's why we recommend building only the number of lineups you need when using optimizer mode. All right. Now, when you create your group, okay, diversity, uniques, projected score. If you use the one group per contest template, it has logic to do this for you. So it will put all of your cash contests into one big group, and then it will sort them by projected score automatically, just so you guys know. And then, you know, these are the lineups that you would want to play, right? You're going to want to play the top cash optimal, and you don't want to sacrifice projected points in cash. And then you would want a late swap still throughout the slate just to take into account new projection updates. But that's how we recommend building cash. So fair. I'll read that again. I came from a traditional optimizer. Is SaberSim built for sports like NBA or just correlated sports like NFL, NHL? Good question. So SaberSim is best when we have sims for a sport, okay? We don't have sims for every sport. For instance, like we don't have sims, I think, for like college basketball or CS2 or like not all of the soccer leagues. But we have sims for all of these other sports on here, right? NFL, NBA, MLB, golf, college football. You know, SaberSim has very strong models for all of those sports. The play-by-play sim is like where we get a lot of the value in simming because we're able to create the player range of outcomes. And range of outcomes look very different across different sports. But they're still really valuable, right? This isn't a perfect bell-shaped curve kind of distribution, right? He has almost like less upside, less downside than he has upside, right? Like it looks like Donovan Mitchell has like a lot of upside here. So I think as long as we're simming the sports, I think SaberSim is really, really strong. And, you know, that goes for NBA, NFL, NHL, MLB, golf. You know, golf's not a heavy correlation sport either. They have really good golf models, MMA models, all of that. So I'd feel comfortable playing any of those. All right, next question. Hey, Andrew, for NFL/NBA slates, is there a way to do global swap in all my lineups with one player for another? For example, Woody Marks for Trayvon Henderson. Yes, there is. So like if you go to like Quick Swap, for instance, I don't like have an entry file with like an out player here. But when you're in Quick Swap, okay, which is like it's actually a new icon. We changed it to this swap. The quick swap is in here. There's just no lightning bolt anymore. You get this pop-up, right? What you want to do is when it says replace, you want to click specific player. So then you would click specific player, Woody Marks. When you click specific player, this kind of pop-up will change and you'll have the ability to choose a specific player to replace with. So you're going to want to do specific player. You'll say Woody Marks, and then on like the next specific player option, you will say Trayvon Henderson. So experiment with the quick swap and using the specific player option to swap out. All right. Next question. I build my own min-max exposures via Excel. Do I upload these exposures before I run the build? I would say so. Yes. I think it'll be better. You know, we do have, like, when you go to the upload screen, we do have min-max exposure in here. So you would want to upload those, make sure those columns are tethered to the right spot. And then those will go into SaberSim in the min-max exposure columns. One small note, that only works for Classic. It does not work for Showdown at the moment. Our team is aware of that. And it has been a feature that has been requested, I feel like, a little bit more lately. So definitely on our team's radar to fix that and make that fully supported for Showdowns as well. All right. Looks like we are all caught up with questions here in Discord and YouTube chat. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be back Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. No show tomorrow. Back on Friday. Until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.